Good morning, everybody. Did you recognize that music right there? Yeah, probably not. That was from Field of Dreams. That's right. Remember that baseball team that if you build it, they will come out there in the field? In fact, that field still exists today. That's right. With who was in that? Kevin Costner. It was all about that baseball team that would come out and play. Nobody else would see it, but they'd come out and play. And if you build it, they will come. Well, that certainly is what is the belief with the new Josh Norman center, that the teen center that is coming here to Greenwood. That's right, the Boys and Girls Club and so much more is going to be over there at the Brewer Center. I was there yesterday. It was quite a group. Even with all the heat out there, whoo, it was hot. There were a lot of people gathered there to see the ceremonial dirt turned up. Speeches were given. People were recognized. And overall, it was great. I think we all should be very proud of this coming together of our community to make this happen. But again, I hearken to the Field of Dreams. If you build it, they will come. If we build it, will the kids come? Will the parents make sure that the kids come? Will the parents support what is happening there? Those are the questions that I think is on everybody's mind. But you have to say that this is a great opportunity. It is a great opportunity. And Josh Norman, in a typical nonplussed, down-to-earth feeling about things, but his ever-present desire, his ever-present desire to make Greenwood greater, certainly was in full swing yesterday. And I wanted to play a section. I wanted to play, actually, the part where Josh Norman was talking to the crowd about this and how important he thinks it is for Greenwood, for the people that this is for and for Greenwood, that they make it their own. So I wanted to play that for you because I thought it was really good. He even had an analogy to the recent One Small Step for Man, from the 50th anniversary of course, the walk on the moon. So let's see if we can play this for you. Should have it right here. And hear what Josh had to say. If you were there yesterday, this will be something you will have heard before. But sometimes you hear something again and you hear different things in it. So let's see if we got it here, right here.
Never read everything, but first and foremost, whew, thank y'all. This is big. First, I'd like to thank God, because without him, I don't think none of us would be here today. I for sure wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be amongst you guys, and I sure wouldn't be able to do all of this. This would be far-fetched if it wasn't for him and allowing us his grace. But I think this is the, 50th year of man being landed on the moon. If anybody got the whole science thing going on. And Neil Armstrong said it was that of a small step for man and one giant leap for mankind. I would like to equate that for Greenwood, South Carolina. A small step for us, but it's going to be a giant leap in our community because we definitely need it. From day one, I think going all the way back into high school, even growing up, I knew that we had the rec center over there, going to the YMCA. I know me and Jamar, we run around and do so much stuff together. And coming in, we always talked about having a center, having something that, you know, the kids can go to and having that outreach, because, you know, we couldn't do that in this area. We couldn't afford to, you know, go all the way over to the Y and do those type of things that you would like to in the community. And it was beginning to suffer. I think 2012, we rose to number one murder rate in the state of South Carolina, which is crazy. You know, shooters and killers, and everybody know that. So it's nothing that I'm not saying or standing up here before you not illustrating that. And that's the start of something that became what it is today. And that starts 24. And what we was able to do from that was this. This has been an 8-year process, well, a vision. And my partners, I can't thank them enough at the Boys and Girls Club of America. I mean, they've been with us. I mean, shoot, they've been here on this green grass that God gave us for 156 years. That's a lot of years to be doing what they're doing and giving back and, you know, helping out the community. And so when I partnered up with those guys, this vision became realistic. And that became something more than just a, you know, a vision. It became truth. It became something that I can actually aspire to put towards something to build, something that was already here to we make a makeover. And now we have all the kids in this area and not even from this area can come to a teen center that is completely free. I mean, it's crazy because it goes deeper than that. I mean, we partnered up with District 50. I know we're having kids that coming over from District 50 will be coming here as well. And Carter did a good job with, along with Tony. Tony Orr has been my guy, my right hand with a lot of stuff that I've been doing. So it's been, you know, very fortunate for us to even come to this point. And even Jim Clark, the president, I think me and him, we was hand in hand and making this thing work. Asked me what I really wanted to do, and this was the first thing. So this is the first step of many to come. I mean, this whole phase, this vision of ours, is not just what you're gonna see coming up this summer or when we officially final ribbon cutting in January. It's not the final edge. It's just the first phase. I mean, we got a whole swimming pool deck coming in for the summer that's coming in 2020. I mean, we got a whole other building we want to do. We got a lot that we really want to do. But this will be the center. This will be the stomping ground. This will be the very beacon of what it is. Because we're the beacon of hope for our area, and we got to go out and shine that light. Because of the light that we are sending, it's not us. So we got to turn that around. We got to make that mold what we want it to be. And all the kids that you see out here, they are for and that for us. They really are. Because if you turn to the 40s or beyond, you know, you already had your time. You know what I'm saying? You had your time. Let's just be honest. You really did. So now we gotta step out of the way. Y'all gotta get in there, y'all gotta help this because y'all gonna make it what it is, and y'all gonna come in here every day. It's gonna be you guys. Make it your own. I want you to make it your own because it is you guys. I mean, I just fit the bill here and there, but it's your guys' place. Do whatever you want to do with it. I even told Tony when we were coming up here, I really don't even like the red brick. He said, you guys can get out here and just splash it if you want, paint and whatever you want to do to it. Make it your own because it's like something that you put towards it. It's nothing that I did. It's something that you guys was forwarded to. I'm just here to be a vessel to pass it along. So I want you to do it to somebody else when you get your turn. So that's for me and my all. I know my family members, a lot of you guys are here and everybody else. Everybody's family today. So I appreciate you guys for showing up. And like I said, anything I can do for you, anything I can help with, I'm all here. And I'm all ears, too. So I'm all for this city of Greenwood, South Carolina. I really am. Wherever I go, wherever I do, everybody know where I'm from and what I give and how I do it. You know, and that's what I want you guys to see from day one. And this is that start. And this is will continue to go on. And many, many more of this. And like I said, anything I can do, I'm all here. And I appreciate you. God bless.
Well, there you go. See, that was really, really what I thought, down to earth. And I know a few people kind of raised a few eyebrows when he said he wasn't wild about the red brick. So y'all go out and splash it up and change it up. But other than that, it was something that I think that Josh actually said from his heart. And he certainly is a very just down-to-earth guy. He could have come in there and said, hey, you know, I'm doing this for you. But he goes, no, this is us doing this. And that he wanted to help, but it was the Center for Greenwood. So those are some of the points. One of the things, of course, the Boys and Girls Club is a small part of what they're doing, but it becomes the glue that helps with a lot of aspects of this. I don't know who was telling me this yesterday, but I believe they have areas. They're into 5 schools here in Greenwood. I guess starting this fall, they will be part of that. And if I'm understanding this correctly, and we're actually going to have Carter Clark, the president of the Boys and Girls Club of the Crescent Region, on with us one day real soon. But if they have it into 7 schools, then do they get matching funds? They get funds anyways to be able to make this self-supporting. So that's a huge, huge step too. But the fact that it's in the schools, the fact that it's the Brewer Center right over there, isn't it nice to see it given new life? Some comments were made, however, that said, we already have a study center over there. We already have some of these things. So it will be interesting going forward to see, number one, if we can get the students, the kids, to go to the center and be part of it. That is the key to this. And will it get the support of the parents of these children? That is the other part of it. You know, things have changed so much over our lifetime. Just think about this. When we used to talk about grandparents raising children, taking care of children, we usually talked about grandparents that were 55, 60, 65, in that age bracket. Now, so many times, this is something that somebody pointed out to me at the event yesterday. So many times, we can have a grandmother less than 40. And so that means she still is probably working, has her own life. It's not like she's retired and looking forward to taking care of grandchildren or being with her grandchildren. Maybe not taking care of them, but being able to spend time with them. So that's created another stressor. That's created another big stressor. So I certainly hope we can get the support of the community. I think we have the support of the community. Excuse me. I think we need to make sure that we get the support of the families whose children are going to be able to be helped by that. After all, we send somebody to school, we send them to this center, they come home, and the home life is so terrible, they don't actually get away from it. So it is important that it's a total picture, not just, oh, this is where the kids go after school, I got a free babysitter. No, it's got to be, this is where the child goes after school, and then I reinforce it when I come home at night and spend some time talking about the day, reading, spending, being interested, letting our children see that there is another way other than guns and violence, which the whole purpose of this program is to try to tamp down the violence that we have. What we have realized as a community is that we must start very young bringing our children up in a society, if we're going to bring them up in a society where there is a change. Otherwise, we're just perpetuating the violence aspect of life. And actually, nobody wants to have this statistic. Number 39 on the violent crimes, Greenwood being number 39 in a violent crimes community, 39 in the country. Nobody wants that, but we certainly have had that as an issue. So hopefully this will help. Let's see, the council to the National Council for Home Safety and Security, Greenwood ranks as the 39th most dangerous city in America, with 13.5 violent crimes per 1,000 people. Somebody said to me, how can you say that, and we're not as big as New York? Well, no, we're not, but we actually have 13.5 violent crimes per 1,000 people. And that's how you get that statistic. So the objective would be to change that focus, change that direction. How do we deal with it with the element that's already in that age group? The only thing I guess you can do is have harsh penalties for that, so that people realize if they do this and they get caught, and that they will get caught, that's the other aspect of it, that there will be harsh penalties, and don't think it's just going to be a slap on the wrist and back out on the street. That's the other part of this equation. If we get there, and with this Josh Norman Teen Center, we certainly have the possibilities to turn our community around. I think that's a good thing. But it is going to take a lot of people, and it's going to take a lot of parents getting involved in the process. I think that's part of the problem. A lot of parents have felt that, well, I sent them to school. Aren't they supposed to teach them all this stuff? I will use this one story of my... This is, of course, not the same. I had a very blessed childhood. But I went away to prep school, which means I was from a sophomore to a senior. I graduated from a private prep school. My parents sent me away because I was too wild and crazy. I just don't understand that. But the bottom line is, they thought it would be better that I went away to school. They sent me away to school. I came home for summer, and I was asking my mother to help me with some makeup. And she looked at me, and she goes, "Anne, did they not show you that? What am I sending you away to school for?" Education, Mom. No, they don't show you how to do that stuff. Anyways, that's just a little aside to the seriousness of the problem. The seriousness of the problem, we need our parents involved in a child's life. And we can't say we sent them to school, they're teaching them everything they need to know. No, they're not. Children learn and see by example. We see this over and over. Whether it's bad language, whether it's disrespect for each other, we know that this happens from the home. No matter how hard you try in school, it happens from the home. So we need our parents, our family members, to get involved with the process of raising happy, healthy, respectful, and successful children. And I added just a couple more comments I wanted to make about the Josh Norman Teen Center. You know, a few things had to happen before they were able to do this, and one of them was having a long-term lease with the county, because this building is owned by the county. Now, there are, I guess, a couple of people, maybe more, who lease parts of the Brewer Center over there, and one of them, Marvin Hughes, pays the county $600 a year for use of the Brewer Center to run ministry programs. And some of the questions that came up before they signed this lease, which in truth maybe was a little bit late, seems like they should have been asking these questions, because this was well known that this was something that was coming down the pike. But anyways, why they had not been, any of the people in the building had not been consulted. So there was a little angst there in the meeting, but in the end, they did go ahead and sign the lease. If they hadn't signed the lease, they couldn't have gone ahead with the groundbreaking. So that's one point of it. Also, the president of Carter Clark, president of the Boys and Girls Club of the Crescent Region, said officials want the site to be available to any group that's helping to bring positive changes in Greenwood. And this is from the article in the Index Journal. It said, our full intent is not to disrupt, but to come in and bring and augment services for those that need it the most and those looking for high quality programs. Steve Brown, head of county council, said that he asked more questions than anybody else on the council during contract negotiation with the Boys and Girls Club, and he saw his support for the pact as a strong investment for the county's youth. He said, I see this as an attempt not to try and sit on our hands. There's some opportunities here that's available to us under a certain setting. To be honest, We're trying to respond to those people who are saying, what are you going to do? So it's all about trying to change the focus in our community. It's all about trying to start young enough that we don't have young people getting into their teen years and thinking they need to pick up a gun and go shoot up and do away with the gangs. Actually, it's the gangs that are the problem, you know. We have, yes, we have gangs in Greenwood, South Carolina. And years ago, I think it was Tony Weidman that I spoke to, and he said, and if we're not careful, we are going to have gangs. There was already some gang activity, and I think what's happened due to lack of doing anything about it, we now have bigger gangs and more gangs here in Greenwood. So the bottom line to this is a great first step. I certainly hope that all the parties that need to come together, and by the way, a lot of people have come together, Self Foundation, 150,000 over X amount of years that they are donating. Josh Norman, $1 million to this foundation. Having the access to a group, the Boys and Girls Club, that knows how to do this type of programming should make a big difference. But as I said, it's up to all of us and the parents, particularly of the children, to make sure that they get that positive reinforcement. They go to the centers, they learn the activities, they do the things. It's up to the parents, though, to reinforce this, because who do children look to? They look to their parents. Good, bad, or indifferent, we all look to our parents for this.